joy. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we smile. This is why we sing.
Thank you. for about anything, don't ever be ashamed to follow Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Don't ever be ashamed.
Yes, Lord.
To make a stand for Jesus.
Yes.
We're living in a day when everything is coming out in the closet, off and under the bed, and everywhere else. How much more should the church be willing to stand for God?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The difference between their coming out and our coming out is that when we come out, the Lord will one day receive us unto Himself. Amen. The way is that we may be also. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for all of the testimonies. We thank God for all of our visitors. Amen. We just thank God for all these. We thank God for my wife. Bless her with life, health, and strength in spite of her challenges. God, how many know God is still good?
Be with me. I don't need all that psychological stuff. I need some
some help on the field. So this basketball, whatever I did, they be getting pumped up, I be praying. Right? You know, because I know everything we can accomplish in life, you need God.
Yes.
And you know, I have accomplished a lot. But I am where I am today by God's grace. So if I can encourage you to do anything, don't ever be ashamed of God. Others will try and hide it. I never hid my Bible. I always read it and I kept it in my heart. Amen. With that being said, let us stand. Don't be ashamed of God. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me in this sinful and adulterous generation, he said, if you're ashamed of me, I will also be ashamed of you. Amen. And Paul said, I am not. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. Weren't you afraid? Because in your shame is the power of God unto salvation. Hold on to God. In your difficulties, trust. Amen. When you can't figure out what to do, trust. Amen. We're going to read in from St. John's 8th chapter. We're going to read verses 10 through 12, and then we're going to skip down and read verses 29 through 36 of St. John's 8th chapter. Amen. Don't ever be ashamed of God. You know, people will try to make you seem like serving God is crazy. Serving God is the best thing. Amen. Serving God is the best thing. Like Danny was praying in his son's situation, Danny couldn't get there, so he said, God, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and
sin no more.
So there was some conditions. He said, I won't condemn you, but you can no longer sin what?
No more.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am. That's why you can't be ashamed of God. You're ashamed of God to stay in darkness. He said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now skip down to verse 29. And he that sent me is. How many want God to just be with them? Lord, don't ever leave me. Stay with me. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me. Glory. He that sent me is with me. Yes, Lord, the Father has not left me alone. For I do always those things that if you're ashamed of, you cannot please. If you hide your salvation, you cannot please him. Somebody said, I don't feel like God is with me. Have you made your stand for God? Then said Jesus, verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye, I mean God, but I cannot stop. Hallelujah. I know God and I cannot stop. He said, if ye continue in my words, then are ye my disciples. Now, if you know God and you continue in his word, then ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we just thank you for being in the house of the Lord one more time. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the songs of praise. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's assembled here, Lord, in thy presence. Lord, you know the needs that exist within the congregation. Oh, God, you know every need before we ask them, but your word says we have not because we ask not. Lord, tonight, today, we're asking you for a blessing. Lord, to the end. The psalmist said, there are times in life when you may be facing hardships and difficulties. He said, there are times when your mother and father may forsake you. But if you hold on to God in spite of it, then that's the time when the Lord will pick you up. When human relationships fail, God will pick you up. But how can God pick you up if you don't have a relationship with Him? This is what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked and the evil of my enemies came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. But he said, one thing. But when it comes to God, it's hard to relax. Hell on the inside. You may not be able to understand it, but if you can see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you understand the reason why I love Him so. So there's one thing. Come on. If I can encourage you to do anything, there's one thing that I
I'm so glad
in the Lord, He don't say a word. But other is called Clean My Grandma, Kings of Eight. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Huh?
If Jesus has made
was back when Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. It set the slaves
free.
Set the slaves free. So the woman would go back to the master house, and the master said, "You ain't free. Lincoln had no authority to set you free." But then she would go around the church folks, and the church folks would say, "You are
free."
Right? So she's free. But how many know the master always tried to put you back in?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. So Jesus coming to the grave but the storm is still in the way. God didn't do anything. Jesus didn't do anything today. What? I wonder what storms do we have in our life that are preventing us from getting our miracles, preventing us from getting our healing. Amen. So Jesus said in verse 42, let me finish this. So they took away the stone from the place where the dead. You know what I like about God? God didn't see somebody else and say, no, I'm going to come right here and take care of you myself. So he went right where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people who stand by our city, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. He said, I'm not doing this for me, but I'm doing this to increase their faith. Amen.
Jesus has healed them. God forbid that we should put them back.
So somebody said, well, I'm gonna call such and such a lead testimony service. You know all the holy people in Judea? I don't know what they're doing up there. I'm just saying, that happens sometimes, right? Yeah, with me, I wouldn't have them up there. God is already. He set them free. Why won't you lose them? Well, he used to be a this and he used to be a that. But he whom the Son set free.
Free.
It's free indeed. So why won't you
lose them?
Lose them. You know, I used to know all about them. But you don't know the story about them. Did he just raise them up from the dead? If we were there watching bats come forth at the grave, all of them, some of us said, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe he was dead. I don't know how y'all look at people. I don't believe they really change. But when I look at them, I don't see no change. There are some changes that don't happen on the outside, they happen on the inside. But they can't be to the place of God where they need to be because we won't.
Come on.
Hey, look at all this. Look at somebody say, lose me.
Lose me.
Come on. Look at somebody say, lose me.
Lose me.
Don't you hold me back. God has set me free. So now I need you to lose me. If it takes you 2 years, you're on punishment for 2 years. I'm like, that. That man can't put me on punishment for the rest of my life. Seriously. I was in Houston, it goes nuts. I said, wait a minute. I started reading and I started crying. Because every day I would go home, this we were on an army base, and I'd be standing in the window watching all the kids play. Then he got a nerve to say, you can't watch TV either. All you can do is do educational stuff. What? I can't watch TV and I can't go outside and play. All I can do is do educational stuff? Yes. So you know, you like to try to test your parents. He can't really believe that. I'm only 8 years old in my mind. You can't do that to me. He did it to me. I said, you know what? I've been in this house long enough. I'm telling this is my story. I ain't your story, my story. Because I've been in this house long enough. It's about time for me to start making an honor roll. Like, so from the third grade to the rest of my life, even my last year of RP, I was on the games list. From the third grade on, my father broke that darkness. If your purpose is you're going to do it. Anything you want to be. So I was dumb and deliberate. Amen. But sometimes you need a little boost.
Yes.
My father boosted me. But my father was a smart man. He said, you know what? I've been so dumb for so long. He said, you know what? Every A you get a dollar. Money always talk. I'm serious. The every A you get on your report card, you get a dollar. This is way back in the 60s. So, you know, a dollar was a lot back there. Right? Every A. Man, I didn't want nothing but A's. Because I wanted mine dollars. So every time I got my report card, I went right home to get my dollars. And if I got a B or something, boy, was I disappointed. Right? So all the rest of the time, all I got was A's. Because I wanted my. Alright, but let me finish this. So, Jesus sets us free, but people put labels on us. And people put labels on us, they won't let us go. Right? So, you know, church people are pretty smart. Not in here, but they talk about you behind your back. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Like, none of y'all sitting there singing like y'all ain't never said nothing about nobody. Seriously, y'all are so good at getting two shoes or whatever. Ain't never said something about somebody's past. Tell me the truth. Y'all want to lie, I'll tell you why. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Yeah, and y'all look private one. Church. I'm almost finished. Me and my wife was courting. Can I tell this story? Me and my wife was courting, right? So I'm in RPI on my team. She is 26 with 4 kids. Just remember. All right, this will be my story. lady after the girl we counted out close. Like, so I smiled, I found a lady that I kind of like a lot. She said, oh yeah, tell me something about it. I said, Mom, she has four kids. She's an old one, baby.
Jesus set me free, and you want to
priests was the religious leaders. So everybody that's in church ain't following God. They said, because by reason of him being there, the Jews went away and what's wrong with believing on Jesus? Do you know the extremes that people will go through to just make you doubt God? To make them doubt God, they want to kill Lazarus again? If you kill somebody they have done nothing wrong, that's called what?
All right, I'm asking you again. Now, take your time. Relax. Don't get excited.
But if you kill somebody and ain't done nothing, that's called what? You mean you want to commit a crime? You're going to murder someone just to stop others from following Jesus? Jesus set me free. I'm not going to let you put me back in mind. This is me awesome. Y'all. Thank y'all for y'all
patience. Thank you, Jesus.
As a church, let's celebrate your liberty. Don't allow jealousy or anything else to cause you to want to commit a crime. Amen. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, I won't go there, it says, the church are not to bite and to devour one another. We are to lift one another up in prayer. We are to support one another. We are to be a support network. We are to help bring others to Christ as the elders and the ministers come forward. Jesus has set me free. And I refuse under any circumstances to allow anybody else to put me back in bondage ever again.